You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Remote Indigenous communities will close to non-essential travel to protect from COVID-19, according to the Prime Minister. People living with serious mental illness may be at bigger risk of falling also physically ill, a research shows. And in sports, the Olympics may be postponed. This is NITV Radio News and I am Šárka Pechová. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said non-essential travel to remote Indigenous communities will be banned, with growing concerns for Australia's most vulnerable citizens. The PM has backed states and territory moves to limit remote access.
The way this will work is states and territories will nominate prescribed areas, that is communities, in consultation with Indigenous communities as an emergency requirement determined under the Biosecurity Act, that will restrict persons from entering or leaving those prescribed areas. Now, there will be a number of exemptions that will apply for the purposes of obtaining medical care or medical supplies into those communities. In the event of an emergency, including the purposes of providing medical care, that would include things like medevac of cases or others who are seriously ill from those communities. For the purposes of supplying or undertaking critical services, such as medical care for mental health, or domestic violence support, police and emergency services, food and medical supplies, educational and maintenance and repairs of essential services. And there are a range of other measures there which are done at the discretion also of the relevant exempting authority in those states and territories. So that will be a further important set of measures, and I particularly want to commend Minister Wyatt and Chief Minister Gunner up in the Northern Territory. Working together, they've done an outstanding job in working through those issues, consulting with Indigenous leaders where they can, but you'd understand, given the urgency of this issue, that consultation has had to be quite short-circuited.
As NITV reports, Deputy CEO of NACHO, Dan Kessie, says communities are already taking charge of their safety and working with local health organisations to ensure services are maintained.
People now don't want, this community themselves have requested that people not travel into their communities, because once the someone travels in with the virus, it then spreads rapidly, because we've got, you know, community in overcrowded houses and already with a level of disease that they need to combat and leaves them exposed. But we're getting, you know, there's meetings happening every day and every couple of days with various groups, CEOs of our affiliates in each state and territory, AMSANT in the Northern Territory, for instance, and Western Australia, who are also working with community control health services on the ground.
The Western Australian government has announced its response to a spate of Indigenous youth suicides with a $266 million funding package. An inquest was held into the death of 13 Indigenous youth in 2017, and a dozen of those young people took their own lives. The state government is committing to funds to youth justice in the Kimberley region, including night patrols and expanded mental health services. Anyone needing support can contact Lifeline Crisis Support on 13 11 14. Pubs, cinemas and places of worship will be forced to close across Australia today to try to stem the spread of the coronavirus. There are just some of the businesses classed as principal places of gathering by Prime Minister Scott Morrison and state and territory leaders. Other types of venues that will have to close include registered and licensed clubs, entertainment venues, casinos, nightclubs and indoor sports venues, including gyms. Restaurants and cafes will be restricted to takeaway and delivery only. Mr. Morrison says the restrictions are necessary because Australians have not been adequately obeying advice about social distancing. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has told Sky News the aim is to reduce pressure on the health system.
These are places of social gathering, and what we need to do is put in place social distancing to protect the public from the spread of the coronavirus. So the Prime Minister clearly set out the position of the National Cabinet at 9 p.m. last night, and that was based on medical advice. What we are trying to do here is flatten the curve to reduce some of the pressure on our health system, because this is a global pandemic, a health crisis like the world has not seen before.
People living with serious mental illness may be at bigger risk of falling also physically ill, research shows. President of the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists, Associate Professor John Allen, said that people with ill mental health can be more vulnerable to COVID-19. And the Indigenous communities already facing a lot of health challenges.
Of course, some Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people also have severe mental illness. And the issue for us is that often those people with quite severe mental illnesses already have poor physical health. They often suffer from things like diabetes, heart conditions, are more likely to get cancer and so on. So we're really worried about that as a background, and also about people who are socially isolated and don't have a lot of support.
Dr. Allen added that although we must do all we can to stop the spread of the virus, we should also recognize that self-isolation, quarantine orders and other restrictions may have a range of personal and community impacts. Schools in New South Wales will remain open, but the state's premier is encouraging parents to keep their children at home if they can. Schools have emerged as a flashpoint of controversy and confusion during the coronavirus pandemic in Australia. Victoria has brought school holidays forward due to the coronavirus crisis. Schools there and in the ACT will close today. Health advice is that schools can remain open. But New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says for practical reasons, it's better if children stay at home.
For practical reasons, given last week already, we saw 30% of parents choose to keep their children at home. And I appreciate that number would likely continue to increase the closer we get to school holidays. For practical reasons, so there's a single unit of work. We're encouraging parents where they can to keep their children at home.
Ms. Berejiklian says no student will be turned away from a New South Wales school. New South Wales Education Minister Sarah Mitchell says state has been preparing for online learning since the start of the year. Indigenous fishermen in Wallaga Lake are reviving fishing tradition, as ABC reports. After years of lobbying, a culture fishing permit under the New South Wales Fisheries Act was issued. Wally Stewart is a member of New South Wales Aboriginal Fishing Rights Group. He told ABC that he's glad that his people can fish legally.
Everything that we've done is on a Section 37 culture permit. We feel like we've broken the mould and we're starting to work together after fighting with them for 30 years.
Mr. Stewart works as the Koori Connection Officer with Aboriginal Regional Health and Community Service Katangum. He applied for funding from the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries to build a boat and make a 200-metre long fishing net to revive traditional cultural practices. Mr. Stewart then overseed the project when men from a Bermagi Wallaga Lake Jiringanj men's group have made the boat. Now, in a moment that Mr. Stewart has described as emotional, the men have launched the handmade fishing boat for the first time, reviving the tradition of their ancestors.
Very emotional for me. We've been working on this project for about 12 months, building the net boat, funded by DPI.
And to sports now. The International Olympic Committee is set to hold discussions, including the possible option of delaying this year's Olympic Games. The committee has stubbornly insisted the Tokyo Olympics, set to start on the 24th of July, will go ahead on time, despite the coronavirus cancelling most sporting events around the world. But after an emergency meeting, detailed discussions will be held in the next 4 weeks. The Olympic Games have never been postponed or cancelled in peacetime. The committee says these Olympics will not be cancelled, but they could be delayed by up to a year. And let's have a look at today's weather. Broome, mostly sunny and 35. Perth, sunny and 33. Adelaide, partly cloudy and 23 degrees. Melbourne, cloudy and 18. Hobart, also cloudy and 17 degrees. Albury-Wodonga, partly cloudy and 25. Canberra, partly cloudy and 21 degrees. Sydney, shower or two and 22 degrees. Brisbane, shower or two and 28. Townsville, shower or two and 31 degrees. Cairns, showers 31. Darwin, possible shower or a storm and 33 degrees. Alice Springs is sunny and 36. And Torres Strait Islands today are partly cloudy with showers and 28 degrees. And that's all from the news today.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.